Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Your life is not about you. That's why you have such a hard time trying to figure out what to do. What should I do today? And what's it? It's not about you. That's the problem. So stop saying, follow me on Facebook, and start saying, follow Jesus for eternal life. That went over big. It's still the truth. Now listen to me. You will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. And that's because God is the architect of your life's assignment. I hope you're listening to me. God positioned you during this time in history to accomplish His plan and assignment for your life. Listen, every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish what my purpose is? The why and the how of your existence can only be found in God, your creator. People are looking everywhere for it. And that's the reason why there's so much abnormality in the world today, because they're looking for love in all the wrong places, doing all kinds of excesses, trying to find a cheap thrill that doesn't last and many times puts you into bondage or destroys your life. Listen, you will only be able to find out why you're really here through your Creator. In Psalms 100 and verse 3, it says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us. We didn't make ourselves. Even though I know we're talking a lot about makeovers today, everybody wants a makeover today. But after you are made over, you will still be the same person on the inside. I'm going to say it again. You will never be able to improve upon the purpose God has assigned for your life. And I'm going to give you a challenge today. It's time to stop running away from who you were created to be. You cannot outrun God's divine purpose for your life, the thing that you were chosen to serve in life. Now, we're talking about understanding God's divine direction. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. You want to know why? Because He's the only one who knows the future. You can go to people and say, what do you think I should do? And they I like that. What do you think I should do? Well, that sounds a little better, but I've got to keep my options open. What do you think I should do? Let me just tell you, they don't really know what you should do. You want to know why? Because they don't know what's going to happen. But there is one who knows what's going to happen, because He's the only one who knows the future. And that makes God qualified to guide your life. That makes God qualified to direct you. Now listen to what it says in Isaiah 46 and 9. For I alone am God. I am God. And there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens. And everything I plan will come to pass. Listen to what it says in Psalm 139 and 1. David said, Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. Listen, God knows everything about you. God knows everything about your life. God knows how He created you. He knows your needs. He knows what's going to happen down the line in your life, and He created a perfect plan for you. He is qualified to direct you. And when you just go offline, when you go off rail, when you decide you're just going to do it your way, you are cruising for a bruising. You don't even know what's ahead, but you're telling God, no, I'm not going to do that. What's that? Only God knows the future. And he says, everything I plan will come to pass. Now, I was just reading a verse in Psalm 139. Listen to what it says. You saw me before I was born. Now, how did God do that? Because he can see the future. He saw that you were going to be born. In fact, he sent you. The scripture goes on to say, every day of my life was recorded in your book. God has the deeds of your life already recorded in a book. And then it says, and every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. God knows you. He knows your future. He knows the plan. He knows what he desires for your life. And God has already written the future for everyone who loves and obeys him. Now, why am I saying it like that? Because you have a choice. The Bible says, today I'm giving you a choice for a blessing or a curse. A blessing if you obey the Lord your God, and a curse if you disobey him. It's important for you to realize that to obey God, you will have a great life. But to disobey him, it's going to be a barrier to having a great life. It's just the truth. All knowledge, all wisdom and direction for your life can only be obtained by seeking God, the one who knows everything. Now, the life of Moses illustrates how God chooses us and directs us through life's journey to fulfill our divine mission to serve. So we're going to be talking about Moses on and off during this entire series. But I want to make a statement here. Believe it or not, God has approached you before to be your guide in life. And you may not even be aware of it. Let me remind you when it took place. It was that time when he called you to leave your safe environment. Perhaps to leave your family and your friends and to move somewhere else. To leave your home, to leave a job or a business or even a past church. See, it was to serve people that God chose for your future. That's why he told you to do it. God was directing you then. And obeying your call is what establishes your direction in life. Every decision that you make should be made with God's purpose in mind. Well, some of you say, well, I just felt like getting up and moving. Oh, I did this. Listen, God was there. He was putting ideas in your heart and in your mind. He was guiding you. He was already directing you. Before you were born, God had a plan. Right now, the Holy Spirit is walking with you. He's talking with you. He's suggesting things to you. And some of you thought you were just that smart. I'm not going to take that away from you. But God is talking to you. And the Holy Spirit is leading your life. You know, when we look at the Bible, every story in the Bible reveals that God approaches people to fulfill a divine purpose. I want you to help me preach this sermon, so just please repeat these words. My life is not about me. It was given to me to fulfill a divine purpose to serve others. Does that help you today? It may not feel good, but it really is the truth. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve others. See, the Bible says that it is the will of God that we might be conformed to the image of his Son. See, you didn't come to serve yourself here. Your life really isn't about you. In fact, even psychologists and everyone tells you if you're so wrapped up in yourself, you'll never be happy. The greatest happiness that people find in life is when they do things for others. I wonder why that is. Because that is why God created you, to be able to help somebody else. And maybe it's just to give a smile or to give a compliment or to be an encouragement. I don't know. But it's certainly to serve others and not to serve yourself. Now, God chose you in eternity before your birth. You have to realize this. And he assigned every one of us with a purpose and a mission in life. You know, this is demonstrated so clearly in the life of Moses, because Moses was talked about by God 245 years before his birth. The conversation was between God and Abraham, and God was telling Abraham how his descendants were going to be in slavery in a country for 400 years, and then he was going to send the deliverer and bring them out with great wealth. Let me just read the incident to you, that conversation between God and Abraham and what happened. In Genesis 15 and 12, it says, as the sun was going down, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and a terrifying darkness came down over him. And then the Lord said to Abraham, you can be sure that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land, where they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years. But I will punish that nation that enslaves them, and I will deliver them, and I will bring them out with great wealth. Well, Exodus chapter 3 and 11 begins to tell about that incident that was to happen. God was speaking about Moses' life in the future. Now, in the conversation, though, Moses just really didn't put it together. He was more focused on that day and what God was saying to him. God said, listen, I'm calling you today to fulfill a plan that I determined about your life some 245 years ago, Moses, and I want you to handle it for me. But Moses doubted God's direction for his life. And many of us are doubting and questioning God's direction for our lives, when actually it was a plan that he decided in eternity. You know something? If you would just go with God and do what he tells you to do, you would have total success in life. You would never fail. There'd never be a misstep. If you would just simply go to God and say, God, what do you want me to do? What do I do next? What do I do next? Which way to go? What do I do? Because it's a perfect plan.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our special guest, our praise and worship leader, Chichi Anyekene. And Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that he has given you. Why don't you tell us, why should young people come that night? What have you seen in other meetings? How many meetings have you done approximately like this?
Yeah, hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
What have you actually seen happen?
I have seen young people come into a space with their peers and see that they are not alone in the things that they are dealing with. Young people, this generation, the enemy is plaguing you guys with anxiety, with depression, with loneliness, some suicidal thoughts and ideation. There's so many things that are going on in the minds of young people. And young people, you think that you're alone. You think you're the only person dealing with this. You think that your family is the only family that's, you know, having issues. You think you're the only person with issues in your parents, you know, with your parents' relationship. And I've seen time after time after time after time at these events that God reveals to you, one, you are not alone in this. There are other people that are going through the same thing, and you have an opportunity to not only enter into relationship and friendship with these people, but you get to get in a space where you can be free from those things in a real way that changes your life forever. There's people that I've talked to even this week from a meeting a year, two, three, four, 5 years ago that said, man, I remember I encountered God that night in the realest way that I ever have. And I never thought about myself or my situation the same again.
And make sure you come and expect God to touch you. Because as I said, it's a regular night of refreshing. We're going to focus on our youth in one section, but come expecting God to touch your life. Now, this is October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Spirit Life Church International. The address is 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. Again, it's 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. We expect to see you. It's going to be a wonderful time, and God is going to move in a special way. Now, let's get back into today's program.
Hey, even when things go wrong, if you obey God, it's going to turn out good for you. The Bible says, those who love God, we know that all things are working together for their good. Oh, your life is horrendous? Guess what? If you obey God, it's going to turn out good. It's going to turn out in your favor. That is God's promise. Well, Moses didn't know that verse. Moses wasn't having any of it when God said, look, I want you to go and deliver the children of Israel. Listen to what he said. He said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So God said to him, I will certainly be with you. And this shall be a sign that I have sent you. When you have brought the people back out of Egypt, you shall come and worship at this mountain. Then Moses said, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel, they'll say, the God of your fathers has sent me. Who in the world is that? What is his name? Then what am I going to say? He kept finding excuses why he couldn't do what God had planned for him before he was born. Many of us are doing that still today. We find excuses why we can't do what God is calling us to do. God had patience with Moses, and he said to Moses, listen, tell them I am who I am. Thus you'll say to the children of Israel, I am, has sent you to them. I'm going to say it again, folks. Listen, never forget that God has determined in advance, even before your birth, that you would be successful because it's his plan. Now, let me give you a clue. God is going to use the gifts that he's given you to bring about your success in life. He is going to have you use your gifts to serve your purpose. God designed you for something to be known for, something that people will recognize and begin to tell you what it is. Because many people will say, well, I don't know what my gifts are. I don't know what it is. Well, you've got to do something so somebody can recognize something you do. If you're just a pew sitter, if you're just a person who just sits down and doesn't do anything, it's going to be hard for people to figure out what your purpose and life is. That's why you've got to get up. You've got to get busy. You've got to get involved with life and involved with people. For example, people will say if you can cook very well and that's your gift, man, you are a chef. No, seriously, you are a chef. I've eaten good food and I've eaten bad food, and this is some of the best food. See, people will recognize the gifting in you. Some people will say, well, she's a teacher. Well, how do you know? Because I've listened to good teachers and bad teachers. She's an exceptional teacher. People will say that, wow, this person can fix anything. They can do anything. Or she's a great leader. She's a great organizer. See, your gift identifies your divine purpose, your assignment, or your occupation that God has given you for success. You've got to recognize that is a part of God giving you direction for your life. Now, many of you are running away from your gift and you want to try something new. And it's because you don't realize that the very thing that you do best is God's presence and power in your life for success. Who am I talking to today? People want to do everything else. Oh, I don't want to do that. I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this. No, you need to do what God has anointed and appointed you to do, and the giftings that He has given you. That's where your success lies. In Exodus 4:2, the Lord said to Moses, when he was saying, look, I can't do this, he said, what's in your hand? And he said, a rod. And God said, put it down on the ground. And he put it down on the ground, and it became a snake, and Moses started running from it. He was a scaredy cat. I mean, when you deal with God, you got to expect anything. I mean, absolutely anything, because God works outside of the box. Some of you are running from your gift because of a lack of resources. Some of you are running because because faith is scary. It's scary to pursue a new adventure, to do something when you don't. We'd rather see the results and then go forward than to believe God in advance and do something and expect it to happen. Like Peter said, if you tell me to get out of this boat, I'll walk on the water. And Jesus said, well, come on. The rest of the disciples moved back. As Peter stepped over, God is telling you, come on. He's telling some of you to come on if you have the faith. Let me tell you, the worst thing you can do is to step out and walk on the water if you don't have any faith. Peter started off, he was successful, but then the Bible tells us that after a while, he realized he was walking on water, and then the water sprayed in his face, and he's looking around and he says, I'm walking on the water. I can't do this. And he began to sink. Let me tell you something. If you are going to operate in the supernatural power of success God has given you, you've got to get out of the boat. You've got to walk away from safe, folks. Some of us stay in the same place we are all our lives with all the gifts, all the talents, all the compliments, all the accolades, and we do nothing. We do nothing. Well, like the children of Israel, we're going like in the wilderness, 40 years, around and around and around, when there was a promised land for you. God is trying to direct your life. I'm talking about divine direction today. You were predestined to do better than you're doing right now. But if you want to walk in the supernatural, you've got to get out of the boat where it's safe and start walking on the water, where it's dangerous, where it's risky, where you don't really know what's going to happen, but you're believing that God's going to hold you up. You're believing that this is a part of my destiny. You're believing that before I was born, I was created for this. Look at these gifts. Look at these talents. God has given them to me for success. I can do this. How? I don't know. But it's God working in me to do exceedingly abundantly above anything I can ask or even imagine. I'm going with that. I'm stepping over the side, and I'm going with that. How many of you are willing to go with that with me today?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all with a special focus on ministering to the young people. We'll be welcoming a very special guest speaker, minister, musician, and motivator, Chi-Chi Onyekene. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 2 of Understanding Divine Direction. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them. out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.